Hello, good evening and welcome. This is your superstation, Joy 99.7 FM, and this is Strong and Sassy here on Joy 99.7 FM. My name is Enima Enimado. Let me just take a minute and apologize for my voice. I've been talking a lot, so didn't realize I had done this much damage. But I mean, it's a new vibe, it's a new feel, you know? So let's see how it goes. But thank you so much for tuning in. It's Wednesday evening, so we're here until 8 o'clock. And tonight, we're talking love and money. I think those are potentially two of the most, I don't know, life-changing things, difficult things, controversial things, exciting things, the things that bring us the most happiness and possibly the most sadness, love and money. So that's the conversation that we're having tonight. And I have two guests who are both, well, first-timers-ish. My first guest was on last week, but she was on Zoom. She was the one who was firing everybody. I'll let her introduce herself, but thank you for joining us in studio tonight. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Shemima. Everyone knows me as Shemima. I'm also called Teresa. I'm a mom. I'm a businesswoman, freelance business.
Wow. Yeah. I like that.
Yes. And you can say I'm an advocate for divorced women.
Oh, I like that too. Yes.
So I think
we need advocates. I won't turn the show into a show about divorce, but we should do a show divorce.
Yes. I think most times their voices are silenced when they should be heard. And so, yeah, I'm thinking that all. It's not an easy road.
It's not. I don't think I've ever heard anybody describe themselves as an advocate for a divorced woman.
Well,
so.
Shemima.
Well, Shem's to the rescue, you know. So that's my first guest. And my second guest, this is her first time. Never been on Zoom or phone call, nothing. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Dorcas. Cocoa is my young son. I'm an etiquette coach and I'm into grooming. I said that my main career is banking. So I'm with one of the reputable banks
okay.
in Ghana. I'm popularly known on social media as Miss Cooks.
Miss Cooks.
Uh-huh. And honestly, I'm humbled to be here. I see it as a golden opportunity. I thank for the entire multimedia and the Joy brand for having confidence in me. Anybody who work behind the scene to get me here, I'm grateful.
You're shouting out your lobbyists.
I'm grateful. I'm sure it would have taken me thousands of years to get here if probably I have to pay for a prime time.
I
so,
get that.
I don't take it for granted at all.
Well, thank you for coming. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
So we have Shems. Can I call you Shems?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have Shems and, I should add baby now. Shems and Miss Coates. Okay, so let's get into the conversation. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys heard, but I asked Evans when he was finishing the news that if he was a millionaire, he had a lot of money, and he was now about to get married, would he hide the fact that he was wealthy? He said yes, he would, because he wants to be loved for himself.
Okay.
So I'll ask you guys the same question. Let me start with you, Shems. Would you hide if you were like a millionaire, like you had money?
Okay.
Would you hide it if you were like in a season where you were looking to get married?
Personally, no. Because having money is a flex. I mean, as a woman, I would want to own it, you know, let it show, yes. But I think more so, my senses should be able to work hand in hand with the money. So in as much as I want to find love, I worked hard for the money, why should I hide it? And yes, sometimes you might hide it and lose the one that actually loves you. You know, or be in pain. Poverty is something that you shouldn't even look at. Talk less of say you get in touch with it. Yeah. So yes, I would, but I have to be guided. have to be guided. I have to pay attention to details. I have to, you know, body language, attitude, everything. When somebody is in for the money, you know.
Mm.
Unless you want to play blind, unless you want to let go of red flags. But if you are really smart, you will know. Even amongst the not so rich people, they know when a friend is faking to be around them and when a friend is really, you know, in the friendship with them. So yeah, I'm gonna own up, I'm not hiding.
And so you'll own up, but you'll trust your senses, as yes. it were, to be able yes. to pick up.
Absolutely.
Okay, what about you, Ms. Cooks?
Okay, so I wouldn't own up.
You wouldn't?
Not at all.
Okay.
Okay, and this is my take, okay? I think when we want to strike a balance between the psychology of love and money, so we want to test people, how do people act and behave towards love when you have money? And how do people act and behave towards love when you do not have money? So even, you know, when I am a Christian, so I always talk from the biblical point of view. When God wanted to test the depth of Abraham's love, he asked him to make a bit of sacrifice with Isaac. And God is
a bit?
A sacrifice. Okay, let me go out. Okay, sacrifice. Then God will tell me, okay, if you love me, then keep my commandment. So like, okay, in the love market, when you go there, you don't go showing all your worth and all your luxuries and all that. I do believe sometimes you need to test the depth of people's love for you. So assuming I'm worth $10 million, I'll go to the market showing like, okay, I have like $10,000. And in that way, the my reason is, okay, I want to see whether you genuinely love me, not because of my money, not because of what my hands can give, but you really love me because of my heart. And that is me, my person, who I am, my whole embodiment, what makes me different from others. And that is why I think it'll be, you might mix it when you go out. Like, okay, I have all this wealth in my account, or I have all this estate and all that. I do believe, okay, you need to hold back and test the people. Okay, assuming I'm stripped of all the fame, I'm stripped of all the wealth, I'm stripped of everything, will you still stay with me? Because regardless, the test of love will always be tested with circumstances of life, which nobody can see, or which nobody can predict what is going to happen to you tomorrow or today. So okay, I go to the love market because I'm looking for love, and I show all my assets. What if tomorrow I lose everything, like job, will you really stay with me? And at the end of the day, I feel you are not going to even stay with me because of my money. You're staying with me because of myself, who I am. And that is where the whole attitude of love comes in. So you need love, you need to test the person's sincerity of love before and after. And that is the main reason why probably it will be off the mark if I should show you everything.
Okay.
And even sometimes it even happened to platonic relationship between your children. Probably that worthy as a father, as a mother, you want to test, you know, the sincerity of the depth of the love your children have for you. So sometimes you got to pretend as if, okay, daddy has nothing, just to find out who genuinely love you. And you can even do it in with your husband, with your partner, just to find out what a boy-girlfriend relationship with your fiancé or something, just to test, okay, if I'm worthy of probably taking to Kempinski, okay, I want to pretend like I can only take you to Papaya and just see your behavior around me. Like if you ask me for probably 1,000 cities, I'll pretend I can only give you 200 just to see that, are you into me? Are you coming for the love, or you're just in for the money?
Mm.
Yeah.
Shamima has a lot to say. So please go ahead.
Yes, so I like the fact that she mentioned psychological aspect of it. I'm talking from experience. I have experienced wealth. I've experienced brokenness. Let me put it that way. Okay. So I can tell you for a fact that even if you want to hide all your money and you want to find love, if you will find it, you'll find it. See, love is something that happens. Someone can see you with all your money and everything on pewa on pewo. Even if the person is suffering, no matter how you want to marry them, we see it every day. And there are people who are actually married to money and castle, but they leave. So like I say, in the end, it's you, the individual. What you say, having money is good. Like sometimes my kids, there are things they request for that I can't afford. And I let them know I can't afford it. And then there is a way they turn everything around. And then I feel like, I said, the richest person in the world without getting them what they want. Mm. And there are moments I get them what they want and the joy on their face makes me want to make more so I can do more for them. It's a beautiful thing if you have the money. Yeah, but you know, when you are in looking for love, maybe at that time, may go through a lot. You know, maybe I'm going through some financial turmoil that everything, my world is coming to an end to me. And then you are coming to approach me with
love.
And nothing is in your pocket. Mm. Are you okay? I don't understand. You get it. So the thing is, looking at the psychological aspect of it, you know, it depends on the person's emotional and mental state at that moment. And to say, me go through a lot, now will scub it me, even if I don't love you, a gesture from you can stimulate that affection. What you say? But if I'm going through a lot and you want to love me, and then you are coming hiding your money, I see it as a betrayal, I see it as deception. What you say?
That's an interesting point.
Yes, I see it as just like interesting. It's labor like over to me, abuam you. And you watch me suffer, go through it maybe for months, and now you're coming, tala, I'm rich. Really? Like, do you know that months or weeks that went by, I could have probably just lost it all, you know, go crazy, something like that. It's hard out there. And the only thing we have is love. You get it? And I think mostly love can actually triumph without money, but it's like I say, is the individual.
But not, I mean, okay, let's not run away from the fact that money makes love nice.
It makes it, it enhances it.
I'm not agreeing with anybody. I'm just
that's what I'm saying, sir. Sometimes when you are not able to afford things for your children, you feel it. It hurts. But when you are able to do it, the feeling is different. Yeah. The excitement is even different. It's the same as love. When there is money, imagine if you get a surprise ticket going to Maldives to chill.
Wow, okay. That yeah, from 0 to 100. I mean, it makes life easy. You know,
yeah,
you can afford the simple things. And we know that money makes people fight.
It even plays a major role when there is an emergency. Mm. Imagine, you know, being sick, your child being sick, your friend being sick, someone being sick, and all they need is money to be alive. And then you go like, how much is it? They go like, 100,000 cedis, and you're like, account number, no one send it. That feeling is different.
Okay.
But if you are in love with someone, or the person doesn't have money, but you can love the person because of the person's traits, the character, the person is empathetic, loving, supporting, it will be your share. The little the person has, you know, the person is very much in touch with you, very intentional about you. You can go ahead with it. It works. But you see, when you try that nonsense with somebody that is very selfish, that's when you will know, sir.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
You get it? Yes. So unless the individual has questionable character, you can triumph in love without money. But the money is going to enhance it. It's going to enhance it. I mean, you come home and then you're able to buy even kebab for your husband, for your wife.
Those things make it nice.
Yeah, you get it. But they know you don't have it, but at least you came home and you bought something, you thought of it. That's the intentionality. But if you don't have the money and I want to swallow your nonchalant and you don't, you know, you are selfish and all that, and then you want to enjoy love, the love will not love you.
Wow. I think you wanted to respond.
Yes, please. Okay, so I do appreciate the perspective Teresa is coming from. However, I also have this. Okay, so I just want us to first of all understand the basics of love. So what is this love thing everybody's talking about first? I do believe once we understand the whole love concept, then we can speak more to it. So, in simple terms, okay, what is love? Somebody will say, okay, is that butterfly I have in my stomach? Okay, so love is that strong affection of bond you have towards somebody that makes you, first of all, feel like a human being. Okay, I'm a human being. Because somebody is giving me this attention, this good attention, this good care. Somebody is making me special. Somebody is making me feel okay. I am worthy of living. And
but you also know like that someone can make you feel like that and they don't love you.
Okay, let me. Can you please permit me to flow a bit? Because I
go ahead.
I'm a carefully talker, so
okay.
I just
All right.
So please slow down for me. All right, thank you. So I don't want to lose my thoughts. Okay, so okay, let me try and recap. So love is that makes you feel special, like a human being. Okay, so regardless of whether there is money or not, I think on a fair ground, everybody is entitled to find somebody that will make them feel special. Like, okay, that love then is priceless. It's a feeling you can't see, you can't touch. It's an abstract thing. So it will be quite unfair to even price it with money. And I'll always go back to the originator of love. So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What I want us to highlight is give. So, we can't take giving out of love. They go hand in hand. However, when money becomes the sole element or the premises of looking for love, that is why I feel probably we need to have a second thought about it. Okay, so we can't take responsibility out of love. We know there are bills to pay and there will always be bills to pay. Definitely, somebody was saying a plain parent like, okay, and you're doing a BD. I understand, I agree with that. But I think who determined the standard of this love thing? Who told us that it is money that makes love worth being appreciated? Who told us? It's society. So in our present generation, if probably you meet a young girl you're attracted to and you want to make a move, and you call her, hello, can I know your name? And the next thing the person said, okay, I thought he will even ask me for my momo number. And who told you when a man, you know, is interested in you, the first thing he should ask for is your momo number? So I believe the depth of love have been a bit belittled because of this present generation, how we think about love. We feel okay if you are going to the love market probably for fantasy, to look for those high class lady, to look for a wine night stand, then probably flaunting you wouldn't be far from right if you are flaunting your riches. Because you just want fantasy. But if you're looking for a lifetime partner, somebody who will love you, who will behold you as an individual, then you'll be far from right if you should go flaunting your wealth. Because at the end of the day, okay, you are attracting me to you because of your worth. But the question is, can you sustain the love? Because there's a different thing, attracting somebody to you because of love, and what happened after you've gotten what you want. How do you sustain it? And that is where the other embodiment, the other element of love comes in. And I'll always make reference to my Bible, because that's where my value system is all built. And that is where the Second Corinthians 13 will come in. It spells out explicitly the key element of love. That's patience, tolerance, kindness, forgiveness, not keeping records of wrong and all that. So to some extent, I do agree with Shamima. Yes, love has the capability of influencing love. Money has the capability of influencing love. But the question is, to what extent? Okay, so if I'm putting it on a scale of 1 to 100, I'll say 60. Okay, so 60% you can get any kind of girl you want, any kind of man you want because of your money. But is it substantive enough to sustain the love after you've gotten it? And that is where the 40% comes in. And that is where I'll look at the attributes or attitude towards love. Okay, you have money, you've gotten everything that you want. But as an individual, do you make me feel like I'm worthy? Do you make me feel like, okay, I can trust you with my thoughts, with my feelings, with my visions and my goals? And that is where you realize that money, yes, we need bills to pay, but money will not sustain it. Practically, for those of us who, or for some of us who, by God's grace, we had a privileged background, and for those of us who can even genuinely, you know, put in all effort to get a decent job and make our own money, money will be the least of issue of consideration when it comes to me. Because at the end of the day, okay, I'm not looking for a man who will erode all the poverty along my lineage, no. I'm looking for a man who will behold me as a woman. That, okay, when I go out there, with all the troubles, with all the tackles, with all the hassles out there, at least I have that special person who will hold my hands and say, okay, even if the whole world is against you, I am with you. I am for you.
Are you romantic at heart?
Oh, really? I think, okay, so let me make it out there. I'm not looking for love because I have been off the market for 10 years by God's grace.
Wow.
So I'm not even looking for
love.
You're
very romantic.
I'm a sweet person.
No,
I am.
Like, you want him to behold you.
Yeah. Oh, because you know, like, everybody in their love language, so we shouldn't assume that money is a love language for everybody.
Mm.
For me, as I said, I can boldly make my stand because I am off the market with 4 children. So I'm not even giving this to attract any man or something, but I'm being realistic, I'm being real.
About the way you feel.
And this whole money thing is actually crippling people. It's making people lose their value in life. So like, somebody meets me for the first time and the person go like, okay, so what car do you drive? And I go like, hell no. What has SASS got to do with the car I drive? I am somebody who commutes by public transport. I felt comfortable. I enjoy that life because it gave me opportunity to meet people with different mindsets. I learn every day. And I don't see why probably you should even peg my status or my capability in life because probably I don't ride a car. Who set that standard?
I think we should let Shamima respond. Is that interesting?
Okay, so you see, like I was saying, talking from experience, I'm divorced. I have 5 kids, and I have dated as well. So I've tested both relationship and marriage. And yes, money shouldn't be the basis. But like we are all saying, money is what you need to keep it going. It's not, you can't use money to buy emotional things like, you know, love gestures and all that. But you know, we are in The world, society, the environment we live in, everything requires money. Rent, light bill, transportation, even whether you are driving or you are taking public transport, is money. So someone like me, I'm very, very independent. I love baby, like, hey, if you want to give me baby girl treatment, I'm in, yeah? But then I love to make my own money. I'm very hardworking. You understand? Because I know that everything I need to give me peace of mind, I need to use money for it. So when I have no bill to pay, my feeling, my skin, everything shows. I glow. I look so excited. I relate better with my kids and everyone around me. Honestly, I say, if I don't have money,
it's a problem.
I'm very touchy. If I don't have money and you touch my food in particular.
I think that's a general feeling. When you have issues, thinking about school fees, you're thinking about this.
So you see, you are thinking about school fees, rent, bills, this and that. And then, hi, baby, I miss you. And then they are touching you. Hey, bruh. Seriously. I miss you. And it's your school fees.
I want to hear a quick response because Shamima hasn't finished. But okay. So do you think that, like, I mean, what she's saying is that when there is no money and you're trying to do the love thing, it's like, I have bills, I have school fees to pay. Or like, okay, let's say we're married. We haven't paid our school fees. We haven't paid our rent. The landlord is banging on the door.
No food in the house.
Like, there's no food in the house. The kids need, and there's that much stress. In a situation like that, how much, this may seem harsh. It's not my personal feeling.
No,
it's
just question. Let it flow. Like, okay.
In a situation like that, what is the value of love?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's life and death. Like, what's the value? You love me, so, like, what? What is the value at that point?
Okay, so, okay.
You want to think about it?
No, I'm not thinking about it. I'm just seeing how best I can strike a balance.
Okay.
Because I want it to be more practical and more educative than just a show.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, have any of you ever seen or observed? I learn by observation, so naturally I'm a quiet type who observe, and anytime I go for a walk, I'm watching things and all that. Have any of you ever seen, permit me for my word, any mentally challenged people on the street having romantic time before? Have you ever seen that before?
There was a couple, yes.
I have. I think around the Malam.
There's quite a number of them.
Yeah. Okay, so great. That is the kind of picture I want us to have in our thoughts. So I go like, and I can stand in a corner and just observe and see they tickling each other and smiling and giggling. And I go like, oh my goodness. Okay, probably this is... I'm just wondering what at all they are happy.
Hold on.
Please slow down. I'm just trying to create a whole scenario where we can appreciate it. Because if you're not careful, you will mix it. Okay, there are bills to pay. And for Christ's sake, we'll always know there will always be bills to pay.
Unless you have a lot of money, then.
Yeah.
My dear. I don't have a lot of money.
You need to upgrade.
Because the fact is, money is very volatile in the hands of everybody. And money is not a respecter of person. They decide to stay with you whenever they feel like. Nobody has control that, okay, so like, I mean, name was because of that place, money stay by my side and all that. No. And that is why even the business mogul keep working every day.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, life issues is endless. Do you get it? So the bottom line is, okay, I want, and that is where the Bible come, that, okay, even if you have a table of vegetable and there is genuine love, it is better than having a plate of huge calf with hatred. So the point is, okay, we have bills to pay. We are all struggling on an average level to make sure the bills are paid. And it, in this economy, it is crazier for young parents. Very crazy. no matter how you're working on all that. So like, okay, practically we have bills to pay, so we can have fun, we can have that time moment, not necessarily because I need to buy you kebab and all that. Like, okay, anymore, like, oh, why you fail? No, that's priceless soft skills that make you feel, okay, I'm a woman. So even when I go out, and trust me, after marriage, you still have a lot of people who find you attractive. That is a reality.
Yeah.
So if I'm not getting all that priceless things, like, okay, talking to me nicely, holding my hands, rubbing your palm around my hair, make me feel that, okay, so even though we are struggling now.
So what Edimua was saying...
Please hold on. Even though we are struggling now, there is a better tomorrow. Do you get it?
I do, yes. But you know you've interrupted
to me. Yes.
So let's head
yes, exactly.
Please feel because, free and come.
You see, what Edimua said is mm-hmm. deep. It's very, okay. very deep. So okay. We are struggling. There are fees, there are bills, there are things. There is no food. Like, I'm hungry. And you're coming to me for what? Touching me, you want to be touchy, you want to be romantic. That's not what I need at that moment. At that moment, the only language I understand is solution. So the best you can do is to come closer, you know. Mm-hmm. So, all right, babe, this is what is going on. How are we going to solve this? Okay, let's take it step at a time. First, food. Let's get something in our tummy. Then how are we going to get something in our tummy? You know, try and find your way through that. And then when we have eaten something and we are now planning towards the next one, which probably is prepaid so that light okay. can be in the house, and then you can, you know, try to calm me down. Oh, baby, everything will be fine. We are going to pull through this. And then, no, don't suffer from me. You get me? Romance, dear. I'm hopeless romantic. Yeah. Like, hopeless romantic. Me, I'm crazy in love, man.
Well, can I just, want to interject quickly.
Okay.
So, you know how we all learned about Maslow's hierarchy of
mm-hmm.
needs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I'm just looking at it. And so from the bottom up, in terms of the things that we need as human beings
okay.
to survive and be happy, there's the physiological, that's mm-hmm. food and clothing, mm-hmm. which is the most important. Mm-hmm. Then there's safety, job security.
Yeah.
Then there is love and belonging,
mm-hmm.
and then self-actualization. So in terms of what we need as human beings to survive, as much as, I mean, love is exciting and all of
okay.
that, it's actually not the number one thing or the number two thing. So you love me, and I'm just saying this to kind of make this point that you love me
okay.
and all of that, but... if my physiological needs are not being met, either by myself or by you, depending on the kind of agreement
okay.
that
yeah.
we are
okay.
in. So, for example, if you and I are married mm-hmm. and we've agreed that I'm a stay-at-home mom and
okay.
you're the one who is working and you cannot provide food, water, shelter, clothing
mm-hmm.
for us as a family, then obviously love is not necessarily
not going to be enough.
What is
yeah.
on...
Because love is
on,
action.
On my mind.
Okay.
On the other hand, though, I mean, we've all been in love, right?
Yes.
And you know that when you are in love,
mm-hmm.
even if you have to sleep outside just so that you're holding the person, you would do, you know, so it's funny because
yes.
you make the arguments for this side, you make the argument for that
yeah,
side,
that's what
but
I'm
you know that,
balanced.
You know, every moment is different and sometimes... there are
yes.
things that there's moments that money cannot buy.
Yes.
And there's
course.
Things that love makes us do that in that moment nothing else matters. Like, you know how when we were young, I don't know if you guys used to do this. Your boyfriend comes to visit you, walk to his house and see him off. Then
yeah,
you walk back to his house and see him off. Then you walk back and see him off.
Then
you walk back and see him off. I mean, in those moments, like Miss Cook says, in those
okay.
moments you see the colors that
yes.
life brings,
yes.
that
yes.
love brings into
beautiful,
your life.
Yes.
Okay.
But the question is, on a certain level, does money also bring colors as well? Can money also, because you meet
okay.
people, I've met a lot of people who, they are single
yeah.
women.
Okay.
they have money, they're successful. I want to go here, I've gone. I want to buy this, I've bought. I want to do this, I've bought. And their argument is that this love thing comes with too much stress. Because now before, pound fufu for me, you didn't wash my trousers. Where is my shoe? Where is my this? Going through phone. I actually have a friend who says that money is her boyfriend. He doesn't fail. He doesn't disappoint. He is there.
Okay, so
once you treat him right, once you treat money right, it's like it's a formula. Yeah. Money won't cheat on you. Okay. Money won't lie to you.
Okay.
If you have 20,000 CDs, okay, it does not like finish by itself unless you spend,
it. Okay. So you see, when you bring this into relationship or marriage, it means that when there is all this faithfulness, this commitment, this intentionality, this effort you make into, you know, rekindling things and you know, creating bonds and healthy memories, not having money doesn't actually become such a big concern.
Mm.
You understand? Because I know that, hey, I'm going through a lot, but my man got me, you know? I'm not thinking that my man is out there, you know, getting, excuse me to say, a BJ and having his head blown off, you know? And I'm home, you know, trying to eat gari with granite. Hey, yeah, you get it. Mm. So in this case, no, I will secure, at least if I eat fried rice and chicken and then you go out there doing whatever you are doing and I know that I'm tired, I just walk.
I'm fine.
You get it.
I mean, there's a power there's a power that, especially, you know, I talk about this thing and I always get quoted wrongly, which is fine. But I always say that there's a power that money gives to women that love does not necessarily give. And maybe it is because of our cultural context. Let me quote the Bible back at you. The Bible says that
First question, but I'll try and put the two together.
A faithful man who can find.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in our society right now, fidelity is not something that is even honored or something that's, people don't, men, women, whatever, they don't respect the value
of... The elders and pastors are even encouraging...
They don't respect...
Can I please...
let me finish my question. They don't respect you. The value
I just don't want to be...
It's not necessarily a question for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
fine.
They don't respect the value of fidelity. And a woman's greatest fear, a lot of women's greatest fear, is the depth to which we love. Okay. Then I love you. And you are hurting me, and society is saying it's okay.
It's okay.
That's where we are in society. And okay, I think if you speak to 10 women, 7 out of 10 will tell you that this is my fear.
Nine.
The remaining 3 will tell you that they don't care anymore, so do whatever you want to do.
Okay.
So if this is the society that we are in, then I would choose money over love, because when I have money, I can make my own decisions.
Yeah.
When you hurt me and you abuse me and you misuse me, I can pay my own rent. I can buy my own house, so I'm safe. Money seems to offer a certain security that men these days do not offer. Mm-hmm. And we know that one of a woman's greatest needs is security. So as much as like love is nice, if you get it with the right person, and I know they say, your focus shouldn't be on finding the right person. Your focus should be on being the right person. But when you've become the right person, you still need to find the right person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I don't actually know what point I was trying to make, but...
You've made a lot of points.
Okay, the thing is, it's difficult to say, you know, love is this, money is this, because they come with different...
Okay.
You know,
can I please come?
Because we never let Shamima finish her point.
Okay,
I want to ask her if she would. Do you want to finish before Miss Cook's coming?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So please finish. And
so
then
what I'm saying is that
don't lose your train of thought.
I'm good. I'm holding the writing here. I'm good.
We need love to nurture our children, to make our environment, our society healthy, and love comes naturally. Actually, if you are not somebody lovable, you cannot love. You will not even recognize love if it stares at you. But with the society we are in now, with the world we are in now, the country, the economy and everything, the money is what is taking most of our mental health away from us, draining us emotionally and all that. So if you want to love someone, or you're going to be in a relationship with someone, you need to ask yourself some serious questions, because you cannot be somebody who doesn't have a shelter, and then you want to marry. Where are you going to stay with the wife? You know, and then okay, you have a room, you want to marry. What are you going to marry with? You get it? Okay, you know she's nowhere. There is this guy in my DM on Facebook that was telling me how he's been married for 3 years now, and things are hard and everything. They have a child now and all that. So I just had to ask him, does your wife work? And he was like, no. Was she working before you married her?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no. After marriage, did you try to empower her, you know, set her up with a trade or anything? He said no. He was working, so he thought everything was going to be fine. You get it?
Yeah.
So I'm sure the girl was in love. He was also in love. He didn't look at the bigger picture. Now he feels drained. Like, he feels like the pressure is too much. He can't feed his wife. He can't feed his baby. It's frustrating him. It's no fault of his that he lost his job. But sometimes we make mistakes that can be avoided. You know, you are marrying another adult into your life. You definitely make babies.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not making provisions for the what ifs. You understand? So in this case, he might love his wife, but with the pressure on him, he's a man. So when I'm talking... On behalf of both men and women, because as a woman who is a sole provider, I can tell you exactly how men go through
when
they don't have it, when they are not able to provide. You see that frustration? I have gone through it. It's not sometimes, it's not them. It's the pressure. You don't want to be in that situation. You get it? So the last thing on their mind is to come and look at your G-string and that's your combination.
Wow, okay. I didn't see that coming. Shamima, I'm going to quickly let Ms. Cooks make her submission really quickly, and then I'll go to the messages.
Okay.
So you can respond. You only have about 3 minutes.
Oh, thank you.
You have about three minutes.
I've got one fun base. That's nice.
Wow. You have about 3 minutes because we're running out of time.
Wow. Okay. Let's see how best I can put everything together. Okay. So I still stand by. First of all, I'm not trying to downplay the value of money when it comes to love. I think in for my initial submission, I make it emphatically clear that it is a 60% for me. Okay, but I still stand on my ground firmly that love is priceless,
and it is.
It can never be quantified with the money in monetary terms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there will always be bills to pay. That is the reality. But what of the good memories we can
make,
create in a small way in our home? Probably even if it is, I like Ebony and Cartier a lot. Those who don't even understand the roasted granite and that.
Yeah.
So okay. So if my husband, we are struggling because of the bills and all that, which is overwhelming for every young parent. Okay. I have roasted granite and I brought it to you. I think it's the little things that make love beautiful. I think sometimes we overcomplicate the whole issue of love. It is the little thing that makes you I need not to explain myself so much to my partner or my boyfriend or my girlfriend. Okay, if I offend you and I said I'm sorry, okay, that love thing should tell you, okay, you are sorry. And sometimes it's so nice when probably you've mess yourself outside when you talk about infidelity and all that, which is really happening. You've messed yourself outside, and probably you've gone through temptation because there is no money. I think last there were discussion and issue on the Super Morning Show, whether men comfortable when probably their wife or fiancé go and borrow money from their exes and all that and all that. It's because we feel okay, but we don't know how to handle the whole finances thing. Okay, so if I have offended, you have done that, and I'm on my knee, and your partner go like, okay, it's okay, don't explain yourself too much. It's okay, okay, I've been infidel outside there, and I come home, my partner, I say, okay, I'm forgiving you. But that is the simplicity of love that make us loosen up as an individual.
Hey, this okay. Simplicity of love.
So, yeah, just a minute on the issue of, okay, I have my money as a woman, I'm independent and all that. And because of that, I think I can get married to my money. There is still a vacuum that will be created because human being, that human touch, money cannot satisfy you on that one. And that's why we have this high-class, top-notch women who have made it. And sadly, they are looking for this young guys to give them genuine love. And it's normal. Everybody deserves to be loved. So at that point, okay, we have these fanboys who are also maintaining their personality appearance just to, you know, give this high, top-notch woman who feel they can be married to their woman. To their money for fun. And I know at the end of the day, this thing has trained so many people of their hard-earned money.
Then, if I love get you it. And we are going through a phase, you don't go out there and cheat on me and then come home and expect me to say it's okay. You see, that is one thing about men I love so much. Men do not downplay. Men, they don't go down the gutters with you. If you cheat on a man, especially your husband, he wants a divorce straight up. No forgiveness. Out of 100, maybe 2% will forgive you. And is that really forgiveness?
No. I think you lost me.
Okay.
Just a minute. I just want to clarify.
7:55. Let me finish the messages. Yes.
Great.
Because we're only on.
Okay, that's
so
fine. It's okay.
Nana Kwesi says money is very good. It is there for every human to have an abundance. Enhances a lot of things. So therefore, broke women, I'm not attracted to, and I don't like. That said, a well-to-do woman's wealth will be seen. So I wouldn't hide mine. Being wealthy will mean liking me organically. No hiding here. However, if she isn't wealthy, then I'll hide what I possess until I'm sure. That's Nana Kwesi. Enima, kindly ask your panelists that if a man doesn't have money, there can't be a loving relationship, but not the other way around. That's Kojo. So Kojo's asking that doesn't mean that if a woman doesn't have money, then the relationship can't be. I mean, cultural dynamics again. Francis says, with this issue, both stands are right if one takes it, but one should bear in mind that the end justifies the means. Whatever comes out, one should bear it, suffer it, or enjoy it. The way lady street guys in this our generation is why most guys will hide it and test the true love of a lady before. It's a hard world out there. This dating world. So ladies should stop putting money first and accept guys with true love and work together to get the money. That's Francis. That's it. All right, okay. So we have about 4 minutes. So I'll give you guys 2 minutes each to kind of finish your points. Do you want to go first?
Okay. Let's see how much I can do with it. 2 minutes. So I still stand by my standard. Okay, love is priceless. You can't trade genuine love, sincere love with the money. And I stand by that. However, just to clarify with the issue of infidelity, I it's a two-way affair, not necessarily a woman teaching on a man or no. What I'm saying is if you love your partner, and there will always be an offense and in the relationship,
I think we shouldn't make it about infidelity. Different topic.
Sure. So that's fine. So I still stand by my side that love is simple. Yeah. The beauty of love is simple and should not be tagged with the money.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, okay. Shams.
So I'm still going to play the devil's advocate.
You're lying. It's not devil's advocate. That's how you are. Don't hide behind the devil.
Even Davido said, love is sweet. But if money enter, love is sweeter. Fall in love is a beautiful thing. See, love can be healing. Love healed me. When I thought all was gone, all was just lost, but love healed me, and so I would never say that don't seek it or don't hold on to it. But whilst you are loving, make sure you ask the hard questions, look for the hard answers, and do not for a second downplay the power of having the financial strength to push your love in the right direction.
All right, okay.
No matter how you love somebody, when the hard times come, when the reality sets in, you will need the money to save the love. So while you are loving,
be making the money.
Yeah, be making the money. Very
all right. Well, thank you guys very much for joining us, Shamima and Miss Cook. It's been an interesting conversation, and thank you for joining us on social media as well. My name is Anima. We'll be back next week at 7 o'clock. A big thanks to the whole team. This has been Strong and Sassy. Kofi Hayford is coming up after the news with some bangers, isn't it? So stay tuned to Joy 99.7 FM and stay safe out there.